Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Jesus Heals.
The Gospel is from Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. So today we have another miracle story. Jesus is a miracle worker. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus bringing people back to life. He cures blindness. He chases out evil demons. He performs all sorts of miracles. And then here we are in 2023. I have to say, I have never witnessed any of these miracles. Where is Jesus when we need him to cure a friend or a loved one? Today is a painful day for me. It is my sister's birthday. My younger sister, Betty, died less than a year ago from horrible cancer. This is the first time I cannot hear her and speak with her on her birthday. I wish Jesus could have cured her. But maybe while Jesus did not cure her body, I truly believe he healed her. We all silently sat at her bedside and kept watch through those hours and days of morphine-induced coma. At the time, I recall thinking that Jesus was indeed coming to her with healing. I believe this with every fiber of my being. Betty, apart from struggling with breast cancer for most of her adult life, was also a recovering alcoholic. My image of those last hours with her was Jesus opening his arms to carry her into the heavenly banquet where finally she could sit and enjoy a glass of wine with all her friends and family and saints in heaven. The young man in today's gospel story who sat up and spoke after being declared dead would have to, at some point later in his life, physically die again. Jesus would again be there, perhaps this time not to cure his body, but to completely heal him and welcome him into paradise. This is our faith and belief in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.